8 NATO soldiers were killed today in a spate of attacks in Afghanistan. The deaths come at the same time as news that U.S. officials have endorsed Afghan government efforts to negotiate with the Taliban. The insurgent groups are as powerful as ever, despite attempts to oust them. That's got Afghans on edge across the country, except in the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif. Radio Free Europe correspondent Charles Recknagel reports.
A curious thing about Mazar-i-Sharif is what happens here after dark. As the heat of the day subsides, hundreds of people gather to relax in the garden around the ancient Blue Mosque at the heart of the city. The muezzin calls the faithful to prayer, and many stream into the mosque. Outside, children feed some of the tens of thousands of doves, which also live here. Mazar-i-Sharif, close by the Uzbek border, is one of Afghanistan's safest cities in a region where the Taliban is rapidly reviving and wreaking havoc. The security here is widely attributed to Muhammad Atta Nur, a former Mujahideen commander who today wears a suit and tie. He's made Mazar-i-Sharif a magnet for foreign businesses and even Afghan companies from less stable parts of the country. And that attraction is helping fuel an economic boom that is lining the main streets with new buildings. Ahmad Tamim Siddiqui is a professor of economics at Arya Institute of Higher Learning, a private university.
Turkish companies come for investment about the food products and also about the production of oil and also pasta and also petroleum companies from Uzbekistan and also fertilizer company from Russia.
The income of Balkh province, where Mazar-i-Sharif is located, has jumped from some $5 million in 2004 to about $115 million this year, thanks largely to the border trade. And it is likely to grow more as a recently completed railroad linking Uzbekistan to Mazar-i-Sharif becomes operational in the coming months. But the security comes at a price. The powerful ruling party, run by Muhammad Atta Nur, leaves limited space for rival political groups. The only other independent parties strong enough to survive are those linked to other former militias. And big traders with ties to the governor have cornered the most lucrative forms of business, especially the import of fuel. Saeed Sattar Mousavi is another professor of economics at Arya Institute of Higher Learning.
A number of merchants have created a kind of monopoly, or even you can say a kind of oligopoly in Afghanistan. They've created. So they import few specified products, and they offer to the market as per their own expectation. Whenever they want, they can increase the prices. Whenever they want, they can decrease. But never they decrease, we haven't seen, they are usually increasing the prices.
But many people in Mazar-i-Sharif say, so what? The security that the city enjoys is worth the cost. The rich and powerful grow still more so, but the security also permits smaller businesses to flourish on the city's streets. It's an imperfect success story, but it's more than what insecure cities offer, and for now, it seems to be enough to keep the Taliban at bay. For The World, I'm Charles Recknagel, Mazar-i-Sharif, Afghanistan.